Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Glad to be back. I'm home alone. My wife is out of town. Miles is at school. And I'm trying to do it, man. It's like, I'm doing it all. But it just shows me how much my wife does. Because I just been running around like crazy. It's constantly something, man. But as usual, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for tuning in, downloading, streaming. However you listen, I appreciate it. So please tell a friend, coworker, your watch guy, your cable man, your favorite Twitch streamer, YouTuber. Let them know about my podcast and help me grow this thing. I'm still seeing a nice uptick in numbers. I appreciate it. Man, there's really a lot I need to do with this podcast. I really need to sit down and write some, not goals, but this stuff. I need to get a lot of shit in order. I need to be doing a lot more comedy-wise, but I guess I'll start with my milestone as I usually do. For those who don't know, I have a 7-year-old son. His name is Miles, and I like to have these little updates. Sometimes they're big, sometimes they're small. Sometimes there's just absolutely really nothing going on. But he's still on this math kick and the languages kick. So he's now obsessed with multiplication. So we've been doing that. We made a multiplication table, and there's a Polish girl in his classroom, and he wakes up every morning like, oh, I get my Polish lesson today at recess. And I want to tell him, like, dude, if she doesn't want to teach you Polish, you got to, like, not bug her about it. I mean, like, what kid wants to spend their recess teaching someone how to speak a different language? And I just got to let them know, like, everybody's not into languages and all the kind of stuff like you are. They might want to play. So that would be weird to get a phone call like, oh, your son is harassing this little girl. Like, did he touch her? It's like, no, he didn't pull her hair or anything. It's like at recess, he's trying to get her to conjugate verbs or some shit like that. I mean, that's some nerdy shit to get called like a stalker because you want to learn another language. And that's crazy too. Like nowadays, I wouldn't be surprised if like they start labeling second graders as stalkers and shit with the way things are. But I saw this. I'm pretty sure most of you seen it. The picture of Ellen with George Bush, and it just shows you, man, how like everybody is fucking sensitive, man. Everybody, and I hate this thing now where like, now people are like trying to attack you for saying shit is too PC. Like that's just gonna make people afraid to say that. It's just like you can be nice, but you can also be too fucking nice. Okay, to the point where it's fucking annoying. And I've said this before. Yes, we want to be respectful of people's gender, their identity, their orientation, but it's just to the point where like, I mean, you have vegan shaming. It's like, come on, man. No one gives a fuck about what you eat. You eat what you eat, and you're not a fucking victim because somebody made fun of your diet. All right? It's fucking ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous. Honestly, it's a lot of fucking well-to-do white kids just complaining about shit because they got nothing else going on. Nothing else going on. They got no real fucking problems. And they just got to find some shit to complain about. You got real issues in this country. All right? It's like, I get it. It sucks if somebody misgenders you. But damn, man. It's just like, you're acting like you're being hanged from a tree in front of a town square. I get it. It sucks. But like, trying to compare that to like what black people have gone through in this country is fucking ridiculous. I get it. What you're going through, it sucks. I'm not taking away from that at all. I get it. I totally get it. But to try to like compare your plight to the plight of slavery and shit, it's just like, come on, man. or the disrespect that black people have went through. It's like, come on. But again, I'm not trying to take anything away from how you feel. What's real to you is what's real to you. But it's fucking ridiculous. It's crazy. You got poor kids all over this country that can't read. They're hungry. They got poor education. They got no chance at being anything at all. But we focus on this shit. You know what I'm saying? Just be respectful of people. I was like, hey, I'm not a she, I'm a he. I'm not a he, I'm a she. That's it. We gotta respect it. And it's like old people, it's just like you do a lot of like, oh, back in my day, people were tough, nobody complained. But then when people are like, hey, it's not he anymore, it's she, it's just like, I can't do it, it's too hard. It's like, but you talk about how tough you were and how no one complained back in your day, but you can't just remember to call somebody by a new pronoun. You know, we can't discuss this like adults. You know? So, hey. And I also get it. Some people are just blatantly disrespectful. And they just and those people should be dealt with accordingly. But I'm just saying, if someone doesn't know who you are and they, hey, dude, what's up? And you get upset and go off on people, that's not how we fix shit. It's not how we fix shit, man. I don't even know how I got on this going down this ramp, but oh, so sorry. Let me just back up and say this. Let's just try to be respectful to people. Let's put all this shit into like perspective and go, hey man, I don't like being called that. Or this is my name. This is what I like to be referred to as. And just, you gotta respect it. But fucking Jesus Christ, man. This shit is unfucking real. The amount of anger from everybody these days. Unreal. It's terrifying. Terrifying. But so Ellen was seen with George Bush at a football game and people lost their shit. And even Ellen goes on her show and says, hey, look, I'm friends with a lot of people, and some of those friends that I have, we don't see eye to eye on shit. That's just what it is. Some of my best friends, we don't get along about, we don't see eye to eye on a lot of shit. We don't have the same lifestyle. We're not the same fucking race. It's just, that's what makes you a more rounded person. Well-rounded person is when you have friends of different types of backgrounds. And then what really pisses me off is like, these leftist people are always talking about diversity, and then Ellen has a friend who is almost the polar opposite of her, and then you fucking yell at her. I don't get it. I have no idea how we're gonna fix this shit. It's just like Ellen and Bush, they got the same fucking haircut. You know what I'm saying? So they got shit in common. They might not vote the same, but they like a nice fucking high and tight. You know? Oh, high and tight. But yeah, man, it's just people still mad about this fucking hug, and that the judge gave the woman. And like, I saw an interview with that judge, and it made me understand even more why she did what she did. You know? Now it's it makes more sense. And for this to be a quote unquote Christian country, I mean, it's sad to see someone shows any compassion, and it's just like, fucking coon, Uncle Tom, piece of shit. And it's like, I also understand that too, man. As a black person, we're always having to come from that angle of like the high road, where you just gotta forgive, and that type of forgiveness and understanding that we have to give others is not ever really reciprocated. It's like, I get that, it gets tiresome. I totally get it. Even with like the Ellen stuff, dude. Like, what I hate about stuff like that is you'll see right-wing people sharing that video of Ellen, like, see, you gotta have a diverse, you know, group of friends, but themselves don't have a diverse group of friends. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, they're always, I hate those people who always just hold people to a more level of open-mindedness. They expect people to be more understanding and accepting and have an open ear to listen to what they have to say and their point of view and why they're hurt and why they're upset, but they do not do the same thing. All of a sudden, it's a matter of like, well, I don't really, you know, this is America. I can do what I want to do, but they want to be listened to. They want other people to be open-minded. It sounds great, but they never practice what they preach. And I fucking hate that shit. It's just so many people want to be, they want change, but no one really wants to be changed. It's so much easier to tell other people what's best, how to be a good person, what good people do, and then not do it yourself. It's so much easier, you know? It's like a trainer that just stands there and go, oh, you got to do 100 burpees. It's way easier to tell someone to do 100 burpees than it is to actually say, hey, we got to do 100 burpees, and you get down and you do them too. I think that's way more, I respect that way more than somebody just standing there pointing and saying, we got to get this done, and go, I already did it, or this ain't about me. Hate that shit. Hate it with a passion. It's just, we all need to just really fucking hold ourselves accountable and take responsibility for our fucking actions, man. We really do. Why am I going up on this shit? I don't know why. Alright, I have a confession. Last night I ate some french fries, and this happens to all of us. Got the air fryer. You make some Nathan's. Like the first time you open up the bag, get a nice big old bowl, a plate of fries, and you always fuck yourself with the fries, right? Because you always have enough for like two nice plates, and then you got that little bit left afterwards. So the third time you want some fries, there's not enough for you to really enjoy. But last night we had two bags of not enough to enjoy French fries. I combined them, which is weird. And that's what I realized too. Like, damn, I got curly fries in here and some fat Nathan crinkles. I was like, this shit look weird. It's like mixing of different cuts of fries. It just don't look right. So I was just like, that's the one thing. Everybody is okay when it comes to segregation. It's just like your curly fries with your curly fries, your steak fries with your steak fries. I mean, no matter how open-minded you are, if you go to a fast food restaurant or just a restaurant in general and they got different types of fries and you get one of the kind that you didn't order, you're just looking like, what the fuck is going on here? I did not order this curly fry in here. Was this curly fry in the same oil as these straight fries? Because I don't like it. You say, I don't care if it's all potato on the inside. The shit don't look the same. It does. It's so weird, man, that we just don't mix fry cuts. But I did last night, and I enjoyed it. This is a weird fucking episode. This shit is totally weird. It's just a weird night last night. I'm just down here watching TV. And I'm having all these wild, abstract, just dumb thoughts. Like, I saw a commercial last night for saving the sea turtles. And I got kind of sad for a second. And then the lady goes, the sea turtles have been, they've been roaming our oceans for 100 million years. And I was like, you know what? I think that's a good enough run. 100 million years? That's a long time. It's like, you've done well, turtles. 100 million. I think it's time to move on. Everyone loves turtles. I never met a person that was like, I fucking hate turtles. We all love the Ninja Turtles. We all love the Tortoise and the Hare story. We just love turtles, man. And guess what, sea turtle? I'm sorry you're getting caught up in the nets and you got straws in your nose. And you're dying, but you've stayed long enough. You know what I'm saying? What have you done for us lately? That's the question I want to ask the sea turtle. What have you done lately? You've been here for 100 million years. I mean, what's your major contribution? Other than the pop culture, like I said, the Ninja Turtles and the Aesop Fable, and those The Fable was written, I don't even know how long ago. And then yeah, it contributed with Ninja Turtles. But I ain't seen no turtle shit since the 90s. So y'all kind of just been coasting on this Ninja Turtle shit with all the remakes for like the last 15 years. And you've been chilling for 100 million. I think it's time to say goodbye to being on Earth, Sea Turtles. So what do you think? I think you had a good run. You had a good run, and it's just time to move on. You know what I'm saying? It's like the in-laws. They can only stay for 3-4 days. After 5 days, it's like, all right, it's been fun. I appreciate you taking us out to eat and everything and watching movies and talking about stuff, but it's time to move on. So Sea Turtles, I think it's about time y'all hit it. And you're slow, so you'll be here for a while. You'll be here for a while. It's not like it's going to be an immediate Sea Turtles today, none tomorrow. But, I mean, I don't think it's worth saving. I got to be honest. Man, all this animal shit. And another dumb thought, I was like, you know what? We should remake Curious George, but make him bi-curious. I think that's what we should do. And for monkeys, like, gay is when you actually have sex with people. All other monkey sex is fine, but if you have sex with people, that's like, other monkeys are like, that shit gay. I don't know why I thought that was funny at the time. Why am I like almost running bits on this episode? I don't get it. I don't get it. Man, I don't know. I'm just scared, man. I can't lie. I'm just scared about where all this shit's going, man. It's the best time to live, and people just can't fucking get along. I think at this point we're just too bored. And we won't be happy until we got some major shit going on. And that's going to be the worst thing about the end of the world, is there's going to be no Facebook to say, I fucking told you so. That's the worst thing about it. We will not be able to just watch it, a live stream of everything just crumbling. God damn it, this is a weird episode. I need to make up for this one. This shit got real weird real fast. Oh, but I'm back. Shit, I almost forgot. I got a couple of minutes. I'm back from my trip from Dallas. I was at the, shit. Why am I drawing a blank this morning? The Addison Improv. You know what? I have such low self-esteem that I feel like people listening to my podcast don't want to listen to me. So I tend to start talking faster and my brain is freaking out. I got to slow down. You're here to listen to the pod. You like me. I don't need to speed up. Just got back from Addison. I had a great time. It's always a pleasure working with my buddy Mark Norman. I got to see an old pal, Arun Rama. He came out. We hung out every night. We had a great time. Got some pho while I was out there. And the people at the Addison Improv show, your boy Love. I sold so many shirts. When I got home Sunday, I was blown away at how much extra dough I had made. So I really appreciate anyone who bought a shirt. If you're new to my podcast, welcome. If you met me in Addison, thank you so much for coming out. I really, really appreciate it. I had one lady, black lady, came up to me after the show, and she was like, I hate that symbol so much, I will not buy a shirt. And if you don't know, my shirt is it says "Don't Tread on Comedy," but it looks like the "Don't Tread on Me" flag. But the coiled up snake is a microphone, and I was just like, "Okay," like I don't understand the need for people to just come up to me and just tell me random negative shit. It's just like, if you didn't like it, you didn't like it. And I know some people are thinking like, "Well, if you don't want to hear the negative, you don't want to really hear the good." And my thing is, I really don't want to hear the good either. I don't let it go to my head. I'll say thank you either way, but I don't let compliments go to my head either. I mean, I don't. So, because I feel like if I really don't want to hear your negative shit, then I really can't entertain much of the good, which I don't. Nice to hear, but I let it go, because if I don't value the negative shit people say to me. I can't just focus on all the positive. I feel like that's not fair. But, yeah. And, yeah, one last thing. It's just like, if you go to shows, I don't know the best way to critique a comics act. I don't know. But I guess, I don't know, man. If you got something negative to say, just say it and keep it brief. I don't think there's a need to have a 40-minute discussion about it. It's like you're not really going to change anybody's minds. And a lot of it, too, we do get defensive because it's like you sat through all the whole act, but then when something got to you, it had something to do with you, and you were mad, but you didn't care about all the other people who were quote-unquote hurting the jokes. It just seems selfish. You know, when the topic hits home, now you want to get upset. But when you talk about the other things, it's just, that's funny. But when it's you, it's real. And you shouldn't say that. It's not fair. But all right, I think that's long enough for this episode. Shit, 21 minutes. Yeah, I already went over. Sorry, this one was weird. I have to do another one too. But there's a show. That's the show. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chris Allen Comedy, ALAN. I got a lot of shows coming up next week. I'll be here in town for a couple. And then next weekend, Saturday, I'll be at the Southern headlining a show on the 19th. Then I'm off to New York that Sunday. I got quite a few gigs lined up there. I'm super excited. I don't want to say what it is yet because it's not fully confirmed, but I'm super stoked to do these shows coming up. And I'll talk to y'all later. Peace.